Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On The Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board On The Mark. It's a Monday in the Valley, a nice day, warm one at that. And we're brought to you, as always, by the Sunbury Motor Company. More about that in just a moment. Our phone lines are open, 570-743-9565. We'll get you right through to Rob Center, our producer, who will ask you who you are and talk about what you want to talk about, and then put you through to me. That number again, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put three little letters at the front of your message. Those letters would be OTM. That way it comes right through to us. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are indeed the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you and your pocketbook. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share with you and take pride in helping all of their customers find exactly the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more by visiting them today at sunburymotors.com or, better yet, stop by on North 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We have some emails to take care of that came in over the weekend. But Stan's on the line, and we always take callers first. The other two hotlines are open at 570-743-9565. Stan, you're on the mark. Good morning.
And Joe, I have some sad news. Red Lobster has filed for bankruptcy, and they're going to be closing some of their restaurants.
Just heard that on the news at CBS at the top of the hour, yes.
Yeah, that's terrible news.
Why?
Terrible news for, well, terrible news for the people that work there, and terrible people for the... Love Red Lobster to go enjoy some good seafood. Some people don't consider it good seafood, but it's reasonably priced.
Well, they
most of the time.
Apparently what did them in was their endless shrimp promotion.
I have heard that. I have heard that. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that story. Now, I have partaken in that once or twice, but I don't think I was the problem because I tried their coconut shrimp, and quite frankly, they can keep their coconut shrimp.
Okay.
So...
Well, apparently they will be keeping it if they file for bankruptcy.
On a lighter note,
yes.
It seems that the top leadership of the Iranian government has gone down in flames, literally.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
I gather
you're not heartbroken by that occurrence.
No, I don't think anybody should be, considering they're the world's top leader, top supporter of terrorism around the world. You know, and that Assisi guy that went down with the helicopter, I've heard reports that he oversaw the executions of 2 to 20,000. They don't have an exact number of political prisoners or prisoners after the Iran-Iraq war. So he's not a nice guy, so he won't be missed.
Well, they certainly haven't exactly been friendly to women over there.
No. So any fine feminist should be happy that these circumstances, but I don't believe that anything will change because the people that the ultimate guy, the Ayatollah Khomeini, is still a scumbag. So, you know, there is that.
Well, it's sad when any human rights abuses take place in the world. I mean, I believe that people have the right to basic freedoms and basic rights, which our Constitution guarantees us, but apparently their Constitution doesn't guarantee them that over there. So,
I don't think they actually have a Constitution.
Supposedly they do, yeah.
Oh, well, you know, paper will lay still for anything.
Well, I mean, you know, let's face it. I understand the Muslim religion, you know, they have their tenets, but the Sharia law thing is so far outdated in terms of reality in today's world and the way we think about things today, that it's almost like bringing slavery back here in the United States. I mean, it's a very harsh set of rules, and I find it hard to reconcile that with the concept of a loving God, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I find their whole system kind of screwed up. But that being said, there's thousands upon thousands of college students around this country protesting in support of the pro-terrorist Hamas group. And those people believe basically the same thing the Iranians do. And in fact, they're supported by Iran. So what's that say about people here?
Well, I mean, you can have empathy for the Palestinian people and say, gee, I'm sorry for their plight, and I have no problem with you having feeling that way. But on the other hand, turning your back on the President of the United States when he's trying to talk to you about it, even if you violently disagree with the guy, well, not violently, but if you seriously disagree with him, I don't think is the right message. But, you know, hey, it's a free country.
Yeah, but the Palestinian people are one thing, but... See, when the Palestinians elected to have Hamas as their leadership in Gaza, I don't give them a pass. So they have reaped what they have sown, and it's a terrible thing that's going on over there, but, you know, life sucks, and they're finding out what happens when you do such things. That's all. You know, I don't know how to put it any other way. Those people have reaped what they have sown. And, you know, time will tell what happens in the end.
Okay. Oh, there we go. For some reason, I cut out. I couldn't talk to you. I don't think
Hamas will be wiped out. Maybe in Gaza they'll eradicate them. Probably not all of them. But the leadership still is in Qatar, which, in my opinion, I still haven't figured out why they haven't gone and taken them out. But that's, you know, neither here nor there.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens. I agree with you. There probably won't be much in the way of change because these people seem resistant to change beyond belief. The scary thing is that they're supposedly close to have amassed enough enriched uranium to make 5 nuclear weapons. That's scary. You know, I think we should, and they refuse to allow the United Nations inspectors into their country. So, I mean, they're not exactly a good member of the world community. And when you find the Russians and the Chinese and the North Koreans praising them, you realize there's a problem.
Well, yeah, and who helped them obtain some of that stuff and the freedom to go after the nuclear armaments that they're seeking? Who helped them that?
Well, I believe you would say
Joe
Biden.
That was Mr. Obama and his joint JOTC, is what was it? Anyways, whatever it was called, the nuclear Iran nuclear agreement.
Right.
That helped lead to that. But and then Biden, he's gearing up for it again, and he's the one that helped release sequestered funds for the Iranians, so that they could just have more money to send around to the terrorists around the world. So,
well,
yeah, I find problems all the way around there.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
No, I just mourn the loss of Red Lobster. I don't know if any stores in the PA will be closed or around here. There's only a few, but, you know,
well,
mourn the
still,
loss.
Still Long John Silver's. You can go there.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Stan. Appreciate your call as always, sir. Thank you. 570-743-9565. The hotlines are, one of them's filled, two of them are wide open. Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey, just touch on quick what you were talking about, right? You know, bribing Biden, you know, did a college and commencement speech or whatever you call it. You know, he's pretty much against Israel, and the being is, he's on the take. You know, we all know that, right? But when he halted the missiles and whatnot, you have to keep in mind that, and how he lies, or I should say, how he believes Hamas's numbers as far as 30,000. Women and children and whatnot, right? You have to keep in mind that we were sending precision-guided missiles. The missiles hit exactly what they're intended for, right? Now, Hamas, we send package aids over there. They take, like, the water pipes and whatnot, make homemade missiles, and they just, like, aim them towards Israel, and they shoot them off. Like, there is there's no technology behind what they do. Now, when they did that with the hospital and shot it from a cemetery and it exploded in their hospital parking lot, the first thing they came out and said was 500 people died. Israel killed 500 people at a hospital. Right there is Biden believing in the news media running with that. You cannot take, they're getting these numbers from Hamas. You understand that? And we have precision guided stuff. And this is what he was holding back.
Why would he be doing that?
Why Biden held the missiles?
Right. I mean, don't you believe he has a serious concern about the Israelis perhaps
overreacting? Because the funded Antifa and Hamas crowd around these college campuses where he's pacifying them just to try to get their votes.
Well,
he halted that.
He's doing the same thing with...
That was the reason why he halted it.
I thought maybe you were going to complain about his speech... To the graduates of Morehouse College, where he said the Republicans don't see black people as being a part of this country. I think that's pretty scary stuff to me. You know, this is the man who's threatening, or who says he wants to unite us, and instead all he does is talk about things that actually divide us, and he actually participates in the division, and that's scary to me, to be honest with you. You know,
he was mentored by, and it's documented. He was mentored by a KKK at the highest rank, that politician Byrd.
Yeah, Byrd.
He gave the eulogy at when he passed away.
Right.
This dude's still good. He's corrupt. And speaking about Biden bribing Biden, kid sniffing, showering with his daughter Biden. I'm going to explain something to you. Right.
All right.
They have this telecast coming up, the first debate.
Right.
Okay. We all know Biden ain't going to be the presidential nominee, right? And unless he could get the questions and he could recite word for word and retain his memory at the debate and, you know, they're turning the mics off and he could do that, you know, Trump says what he says, and if he could do that, right? But if all else fails, if it turns out that it goes south and he starts talking about showering with kids or anything like that, and everything goes south on the national level on that debate, if he makes it, here's my prediction: his delegates that, you know, for the Democratic nomination, he can give to anybody. He can give them to you. He can give them to anybody. And their biggest concern is, what do they do with Kamala Harris? Because the natural progression is the vice president steps up. But here's what they're going to do: they're going to give Governor Newsom, who's bought and paid for by the Chinese, they're gonna switch to him, right? They're gonna promise Harris to get this out of here. Hey, we're gonna switch you. We're gonna let you be governor of California, and we're gonna bring Newsom in, and then Newsom can pick whoever he wants, Gretchen Whitmer or whoever from Michigan or whatever. I think this is their end plan. They have to keep the circle tight, and they have to keep it in the cool. So basically what they're telling the American people, listen, this ain't democracy. You're not going to pick who you want. We're going to tell you who you get. You understand?
That's quite a scenario, and you actually believe this is what's going to happen, huh?
If Biden lays an egg in this debate, and the imbecile that he is, and he goes in there and gaffes and... What else choice do they have?
Well,
the expectations you only hear are the people that are in the circle with the corruption.
But Bill, the expectations for Biden would be so low going into this debate that if he just managed to stand there for 90 minutes and not make a fool of himself, he would win.
At some point they're gonna pass the torch. Like, the guy is declining that bad. Like, you could see, you know, from year to year. So imagine in another year, they know that he can't be the man. So say if he makes it through, right?
Right.
Well, we're going to get you a new VP. We're going to flip Harris. So then they're going to bring Newsom in as VP. They've got to figure something out for Harris. And the only thing they could do with Harris to get rid of her, this, uh, laughing hyena is, all right, hey, we'll promise you California, we'll bring in this Newsom guy, and then they'll try to promote that ticket.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hey, we'll give you the last word, sir.
Listen, they're trying to destroy the Constitution, the Word of God, you know, coming after the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. This is our last hope, man, the Trumpster. And if we don't, it might take another 30 years for something else to happen for us to get it back. But I think once we lose this, we're never getting it back. This is it.
Okay, Bill. Hey, thanks. I hope you're wrong, but thank you for calling and sharing that with us. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. The hotlines are open. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Some of our emails that we didn't get to on Thursday. One said, Chris, would you please let Joe give you an answer and stop interrupting him like Trump does to Biden? I would like to hear Joe's answer. Please. Thank you very much. Okay, thanks for the support. Another one of our emailers says, this is from Pete. He says, it's very tough to listen to Tom call in. It's hard to believe how blind and foolish he is. Trump has dementia, but Biden doesn't. This is a classic case of one's head being where the sun doesn't shine. Typical. Corporations are to blame, blah, blah, blah. Donald's uncle didn't get eaten by a cannibal. Biden lost his son to war. Inflation was at 9% when he took office. But Trump's a liar? Laughing out loud at Chris, do you really want a president with a story about his son squashed by retired intelligence people? Chris, don't you think that's scummy? And then another one of our emailers says, Jim and Tom must drink the same Kool-Aid. It's funny how they always say you shouldn't get your news from Fox, but they get their news from CNN. Is that okay? Trump handed Biden a system that was in place to deal with when he came into office. Jim surely isn't in command of the facts. They are fleeting. Jim and the rest of his liberal friends are now concerned about the abuse by officers. What was his number? 149 officers at the Capitol were attacked. People like him make me sick. Does he not give a rat's behind about cops? Jim surely didn't tell you how upset he was about the 79,000 cops that were assaulted in 2023, which is a 10-year high, or the 118 that were murdered. Again, these people cherry-pick the facts and the laws. You can't not charge, or change, rather, or prosecute a federal law in a state court. And, Joe, where's the radar bill stand? Well, that's a good question. The last time anybody talked to me about it, it was still stuck in the Finance Committee or the Appropriations Committee, which is where they send bills to die. The State Senate, which in other years had passed the radar bill in a split second with only one dissenting vote, now suddenly, because the Democrats control the House, and I guess they're afraid that they actually might pass the bill. And all the people are asking for, the Radar Coalition and the Pennsylvania State Mayors Association are asking for, is a vote on the floor. If it passes, it passes. If it fails, it fails. There's certainly enough safeguards there. We'd like to see it at least move, in fairness to our municipal police. I mean, the idea that the state Senate and House has seems to be that municipal police can't be trusted here in Pennsylvania. Hopefully that's not the case. Let's see, one final email here. I know your listeners, for many, not a thing Donald Trump could have done will change their opinion of the man. When I called on Thursday and mentioned his time with Howard Stern, bragging about being able to walk through the dressing area of his beauty pageant, I am the owner, I can inspect everything, including the young ladies, many in little or no clothing. My point was these young girls are someone's daughters, granddaughters, nieces, sisters. So ask yourself, if you would like that, if you were that father or other such relative. To me, he was and is just as creepy as Joe Biden. I am a father of two daughters and a granddaughter. To me, he has overstepped his authority just to satisfy perversion with younger women. Believe me or not, YouTube Trump and Howard Stern beauty pageants, neither Biden or Trump for this 80-year-old. Okay, I agree with you. I'd like to see somebody other than the two of them, Dick. Thank you so much. Okay, 570-743-9565. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. The hotlines are open. Give us a call.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
If you're turning 65 or retiring soon, it's time to consider your Medicare options. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage Plan started $0 per month with access to more than 30,000 doctors in 180 hospitals across Pennsylvania. Plus, plan options that may include dental care, eyewear, and hearing benefits. If it's time for Medicare, learn about the many benefits of Geisinger Gold.
Geisinger Gold are HMO, PPO, and HMO D-SNP plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold depends on contract renewal.
Ugh, remodeling is dirty business. I'm Christy Garvey. At Garvey's Flooring America, we're remodeling to make it even easier to find your perfect floor. There's just one problem. All the inventory is getting in the way of our showroom floor installation. So while Garvey's gets a glow up, our huge inventory is priced to move. Save on carpet and laminate floors for 99 cents a foot and vinyl planks for $1.99 a foot. Hurry to Garvey's Flooring America before the dust settles on these great deals.
Hey, Clark, nice big hole you got in the backyard. What's the plan?
The new pool's going in there with the Ultimate Express Car Wash logo painted on the bottom. It's going to look great under that sparkling, crystal clear water.
Haven't given up on that idea, huh?
Nope, the digging's all done, so I'm going to get this backhoe back on the flatbed. Sunshine, come out here and direct me on to the flatbed.
I still think you should have the driver come back so he can get it back on the flatbed.
Yeah, Clark, I think Sun Poison here has the right idea.
It's sunshine. Clark! I don't think you can use the bucket to push the backhoe up on the flatbed like that.
Relax, I got this. Okay, just one more push and...
Now you've not only smashed the guy across the street's car, but now the whole backhoe is on its side.
Is it too late to say you were right? Sunshine, call someone with a crane if you can. Hello?
Ultimate Express Car Wash in Zealand's Grove, Danville, and Williamsport. The new limited club plan is just $14.95 plus tax per month for five washes per month. That's just $2.99 per wash. Available at all three locations. WashMyDirtyCar.com has the details.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Two of the hotlines are open. One of them is filled. One of our texters says someone needs to ask Biden why there will not be a presidential debate at an HBCU. Not certain I understand what those initials stand for. There has not been one planned, but that appear, or there had been one planned, but that appears to have been canceled. Is that the committee? No, I'm sorry, I'm lost on that one. Dan, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Well, I'll start out with Red Lobster. The only one I hear that's closing in Pennsylvania is up at Erie. I don't, as far as the rest of the country, I don't know, but Pennsylvania be Erie.
Okay.
But anyway, that's good news for Stan. But anyway, on... You know, all these protests against Israel, them people that instigated our plants that cause division. They're paid for by Soros and other liberals that want to cause division in America. And who's behind Soros and them people? It's China. Because they know they can't defeat America militarily. They know it's impossible. So the way they feel they can defeat America is by within causing division. And that's how they're doing it, because we no longer are united by, I'll use the term, religion. We no longer, the consensus isn't one God anymore, the biblical God. So that students will fall for anything. People will buy anything that's outside the way America was great through the biblical text made America great. Not Trump, but the Bible made America great,
but
because
Dan,
we were all
missing,
more one consent.
You're missing
back
a
in
point
the days.
Here, Dan. You're missing a point here that, you know, America has never been united by religion. We've never had the same faith. We've never had the same faith. There are Jews, there are Christians, there are Catholics, and I assume Catholics are Christians. I consider myself one. You know, we've never been united by religion. If anything, religion has always divided us.
But not really, Joe.
Oh, really,
Dan? You think the Catholics, they believe in the God of Scripture, and the Jews, they believe in the God of Scripture. The born-again group believe in the God of Scripture, and that's what unites us. We don't all believe exactly detail by detail by detail the same exactly interpret. We each take our own the way we understand Scripture.
Right, but even then, people don't understand it the same way. That's why I say it divides us. And I give you as case in point the United Methodist Church.
Yeah, well, it's gotten more, as time goes on with wokeness, entered the church, unfortunately, but, you know.
But they still worship that same God, Dan. They still worship that same God, even though they interpret things differently than you do. That's my point. Religion has never united us. It divides us. Because we all believe something different.
At the root value, at the root core of the of people, it does unite us when we believe in the same basic, although they may have, I know the United Methodists changed quite a bit with gay marriage, etc., but at the root core, the person, most people within that church still believe in the same God. It may not be the solid, concrete belief that I have or you have or someone else has. It's not Muslim religion.
Yeah,
it's not the God of the moon, the moon God. It's the true God that unites.
I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one. So what else you got for me this morning?
Getting back to the division.
Right.
The division is planted by China, and they know if they can get us divided, they can conquer us, and they don't care what method they do have to use. That, like I said, they have implants, paid agitators that come into the universities that get the kids stirred up. And they've done interviews with protesters. They don't know why they're even there, hardly. And when they interview them, they don't know why they're protesting. They just know there's a movement and they want to join it. It's the agitators that are able to stir a certain group of students up. And like our friend called, it's not near all the students. Most are there to learn, but it's a few. And they're the ones that are getting the attention. But China knows if they can divide us enough, even through this election process, look how one side thinks that Trump's the worst thing that ever happened, whereas I believe and a great America believe that he's the only answer, if there is one, that can bring America back again to our constitutional republic.
Well, you may be right, you may be wrong. We'll find out, though, that's for sure.
But
we all got time
he's
enough.
The only, we know Biden can't do it.
Right.
He's a divider. He divides. He says he's for unity, but yet he always talks division, just like he's the only black president. And yet Trump did more to unify America than anybody, but they wouldn't have it. The left would not have it.
Okay.
And they, to this day, they still have Trump hatred, and that's the division caused by China. Anybody that's reasonable can see that Trump did more for America than any president in a long time.
Okay. Dan, we got to go. We have another call pending, and we've been on the air for quite a while. Thanks a lot,
Joe.
Dan.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call. Okay, Joseph, you're on the mark from Milton.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Yeah, I have to agree with you, Joe, on your conversation with Dan. I love Brother Dan. I consider him a brother and a faithful man. But there's some things that are just not truly understood. And what you're saying is true, Joe. Religion has caused division all over the world, and it will to the end of time. And I want to give you an example here with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, okay?
Okay.
These men that formulated that, that signed the Declaration of Independence, out of 56 signers, 50 of them were Freemasons. That's a fact. Every general officer in George Washington Continental Army was a Freemason. In the lodge, you can be a Catholic, a Buddhist, a Jew, a non-believer, whatever. As long as you are a brother Mason, you are a brother, and you have equal rights in the lodge. And this was a thing that the religious Protestants, so to speak, in the early years of this country, they couldn't get wrap their heads around this, that a black person, a slave, could be on equal ground with George Washington and so forth in the lodge. And they had that unity, the brotherhood of mankind is what it was.
Is that a bad thing?
Pardon me?
Is that a bad thing? It sounds good to me.
No. That seemingly is a good thing. Now, and what I'm trying to bring in here is at the Tower of Babel, after the flood in Noah's time, they were that way. They had one religion, one government. They were in unity. And the Almighty came down and confounded them, and they were scattered all over the world. But in the lodge, and in fact, in our government, on our coins, we have the E Pluribus Unum, Latin, one from many. They became many at the Tower of Babel when he scattered them in their diverse religions. But in the lodge, as long as you believe in a creator, be he Buddha, the Dalai Lama, Jesus, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever, you can be a brother in that lodge. And that's what the founders of this nation, that's what it was founded upon.
Sounds like the United Nations to me, the whole idea. We all come together and we all work for one common purpose, and we all put aside our personal beliefs.
Here's where Dan is right. There is only one true mighty one. And anybody that worships any other god, other than the mighty one of the Bible, whose name, by the way, is Yahweh. It's not Jehovah. I can prove that. I've proven it even to Jehovah Witnesses. They know his name is Yahweh, but they go with Jehovah. But anyhow, that only they can. I can only be a brother to one like Dan, who is a born-again believer. I know he is. But he doesn't understand with this Constitution and Bill of Rights and with this government set up, someone can buy a lot next to me and have a church to Satan and worship Satan and be protected by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. That's
a fact. Bad. Is that bad?
That's bad.
Whoa, the Constitution's
bad. I don't go along with that,
okay.
And I know Dan wouldn't go along with that.
Well, I do.
I don't know if you would.
I would. That's what makes our country
great.
I
would strictly condemn that as evil.
Well, I hate to tell you, but that's what one of the strengths of this country. You may think it's evil. You know, what in your world, we would all be like under Sharia law, but your version of it.
Well, no, the biblical law of Yahweh.
Well, that's...
A big difference here. Big difference.
It certainly isn't New Testament, that's for sure.
Oh, New Testament. When the Savior comes back, he's going to rule with a rod of iron.
Oh, okay. He's going to beat
us all
to death.
He's
going to
rule with a rod of iron. If you don't comply, look out. It's not very pleasant. Read the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Wow, he could destroy him with the sword of his mouth. That's his word. He's just going to speak the word and destroy everybody that opposes him.
You're making my argument. This is very divisive because you are well outside the mainstream of Christian thought.
Absolutely.
And
I don't even consider myself a Christian
because
the terminology is wrong.
Okay.
They didn't call themselves Christians in the Bible. They were called Christians by pagans at Antioch.
Okay.
And
listen,
that term stuck.
We've got to take a break here, Joseph. Thank you. I appreciate your call. And we got to take a break to stay on schedule.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Be a part of something bigger than yourself. Become a school bus driver with Roar Bus. Serve your community while getting paid and enjoy the many benefits of working with a team that treats you like family. Benefits like a $1,500 hiring incentive bonus for drivers, free training and licensing program, competitive pay, and more. We're hiring in Selins Grove and Mifflinburg area school districts, so come join us in driving the future forward. Call 570-524-5800 or visit roarbus.com/drive.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer Duster. Love it or your money back.
Okay, welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, 570-743-9565. One of our listeners says your broadcast voice, meaning mine, is a whisper. Need to call in yourself to hear you. Everything I have says that my voice is okay, and the equipment seems to be working. We are using a different setup today because we had a technical issue with the console that's here in my studio on Friday or Thursday, and we're working to get that corrected. But in the meantime, we're using something else. But my indications, I'm blasting in my headphones, so if you can't hear me, I'm sorry. I'll speak up. You know, when we started the program today, I thought there might be two topics of discussion. I never thought Red Lobster and religious division would wind up being the topics that we were discussing. I thought we might want to talk about Joe Biden's speech to Morehouse University students, where he said that Republicans have no interest in seeing black people in the future of the country. Over and above that, I thought we might want to talk about Michael Cohen's testimony on Thursday. And to that end, I picked up Michael Smirkanish, a Philadelphia broadcaster who used to be here on the radio station, and he's talking about the inconsistencies in Mr. Cohen's testimony on Thursday, and now Cohen's back on the stand again today.
Michael Cohen, the key witness, former Trump fixer, will be back on the stand Monday morning as the defense wraps up its cross-examination in the Trump hush money criminal trial. There's a critical blow to Cohen's testimony on Thursday when the defense grilled him over an October 2016 phone call that he had with Trump's body man. Cohen testified under oath that the call was about payments made to Stormy Daniels. The jury was later presented with evidence of text messages between Cohen and Trump's body man from that exact day, proving their conversation was centered around a prank and harassing telephone calls that Cohen was experiencing. Joining me now is Ellie Honig, the former federal prosecutor and CNN senior legal analyst. Ellie, we both get so far into the weeds on this, but let's give the stand back explanation. Page 3894, I'm going to put it up on the screen now, of the trial testimony was that critical piece of cross-examination. What's the takeaway?
So, Michael, the reason that this moment right here is different from what we've seen before is because it goes to the core credibility of the core witness, Michael Cohen, on a core aspect of this case. Up until now, all the cross-examination of Michael Cohen had focused on the fact that he had this long history as a liar, that he had this personal hatred towards Donald Trump, all of which is relevant, but none of which went to the actual payments at issue here. This piece of testimony by Michael Cohen, he got on the stand on direct when being questioned by prosecutors a few days ago, and he said, there was this call, 8.02 p.m., October 24, 2016, and that's where I told Donald Trump the Stormy matter had been resolved. That was the purpose of that call. Okay, fast forward a couple days to cross-examination, and it turns out there's a whole text chain right before and right after that call that shows the purpose of the call was that Michael Cohen was getting harassed by this 14-year-old over text, and Michael Cohen wanted to essentially sic the Secret Service on her. And Cohen was on his heels when he got hit with that. And he tried to spin and say, well, maybe we discussed both things, or maybe it was some other time. The problem is, that's not what he said on direct. That's not what he said to the grand jury. It's a major problem for his credibility.
So Anderson Cooper was in the courtroom when it happened. I was watching CNN that night. There was a surreal moment. You were on camera. Anderson now comes online and explains what it felt like in the courtroom. Let's watch.
You could tell the import of the moment, and everybody in the courtroom could tell, and if you were unaware of it, the clicking of every reporter in the room's typewriters, it was like a crescendo, because the drama of the moment was so clear to everybody in the room. I think it's devastating, I mean, for Michael Cohen's credibility on this, I mean, on this one particular topic.
I found that really significant because, you know, I'm sitting at home or in my studio and I'm reading the trial transcripts. It's hard to know how it played. That seems to have played, Ellie.
I had the same reaction, Michael. I was covering the case for CNN, and we're relying on the dry feed that you all see on your TV screens on the side where you get text little updates that pop up. And as it was happening, I said, well, this seems to me like it's very significant, but you don't know how it's playing in the courtroom. Anderson came out and gave us his take, which was very similar to what we heard minutes later from Kara Scannell, one of our reporters, from a retired New York judge who has been coming out and giving us interviews. And to me, that tells a lot. And by the way, when a core witness gets blown up like this in such spectacular fashion, even if it's only one part of his testimony, that can resonate with the jury so powerfully. They will be instructed by the judge, probably later this week, that if you find that a jury lied to you in part of his testimony, you have the right, you don't have to, but you have the right to reject his testimony wholesale. And so I think that's what I'd be worried about as a prosecutor now.
Give me the 30-second answer to this. I'm putting on the screen what my friend Lanny Davis says is the retort. It's the quote-unquote smoking gun Alan Weisselberg notation. Lanny says you can remove Michael Cohen from the equation, the documents, especially that one. And you would say what, Ellie?
That document is an important and powerful piece of prosecution evidence, but it shows exactly why you cannot make this case without Michael Cohen. The handwriting on those documents, there's two documents that are similar, come from a combination of Jeffrey McConney and Alan Weisselberg, the accounting people at the Trump org. The person who links those notes and that whole construct, which is the crime in the case, the accounting of the case, which is the crime, is Michael Cohen. If you take Michael Cohen's testimony out of this case, if you remove it, there is no way to make this case. The jury, if they do make the decision they can't trust Michael Cohen, they should not be able to return a guilty verdict.
And I think that's a very good point. I mean, obviously Cohen is a liar. I think he probably couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it. I always remember what they said about Dick Nixon. He lies even when he doesn't have to, just to keep in practice. Tom from Sunbury, you're on the mark.
Yeah, well, now,
Let's look at this whole case here. Everybody that pretty much everybody in this case is a scumbag. That David Pecker's a scumbag. Donald Trump is a scumbag. Michael Cohen's a scumbag. Hope Hicks is a scumbag.
Alvin Bragg is a scumbag.
There's not too many people in this case that are not scumbags. All of them. They're all a bunch of liars.
So then why are we bringing this case? Why are we bringing this, Tom?
There's a lot of people that told the truth, and there's a lot of documents.
Tom, why are we bringing this case? Tom, why are we bringing this case if everybody's lying? Tom, why are we bringing this case if everybody's lying? Why isn't it getting thrown out?
Because it's not. Because it's true. There's a lot of truth to it.
But they're all liars.
The defense's case. This is the defense's case. Michael Cohen did all this on his own. That's their defense. Donald Trump knows nothing about this. That's their defense, which is ridiculous.
Well, what about, let me ask you this question. Michael Cohen, when he was interviewed before by another attorney, said that Trump knew nothing about it. So why don't you believe him then?
He was protecting him.
No. He said he did it on his own. He did it on his own.
Joe, use your head.
I am.
Use your brain just a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of for polish, instead of putting polish on it and polishing it, use it.
Okay.
Use it. Why would Michael Cohen take a loan out on a second mortgage on his house to pay off a porn star that he had nothing to do with?
Because, Tom, let me give you the answer to that. You asked me the question. Because he was hoping for a cabinet or high-level position in the Trump administration. That's why.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, you get out of here, buddy.
Get
Come
out
on.
Of here.
You're saying
you
that's not a
Donald
reason?
Donald Trump had affairs with those two women. You know it. You know
well,
he
whether
did.
He did or whether he did
and
or not.
You
is,
know he paid her off.
Tom, whether he did
and
or not
you know
is,
he paid her off because...
Tom?
After this Hollywood thing tape came out,
Tom,
you know, right before the election.
All right, but that's not what we're talking about,
that
Tom.
If this came out, that he was done as far as being the president, and he paid her off, and there is no question about it.
Oh, yes, there is a question about it. There is
they
a question.
They can try to make Michael Cohen out to be a liar all they want. Just about every bit of his testimony lines up and corroborates, and the other people corroborate what happened.
Didn't you hear all the talking analysts saying that this guy's testimony has just been blown out of the water completely?
I don't care what those analysts say.
Well, yeah. In other words, you don't want to be confused by facts and testimony. You just want to. You just
Joe,
know
I've
that
been following
you're right.
This case. I've seen all these documents that they've shown, where McConaughey puts out this paper. Where they're talking about, and Weisselberg's writing on it, how they're going to pay this, and it's going to come up to $410,000 because you have to double it because of, it's all right there. It's all there, Joe.
Well, then why doesn't Weisselberg, why didn't the prosecution call Weisselberg to testify?
Because he's in prison.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't testify.
Why doesn't the defense call him? The defense has every right to call him, too.
You're deflecting, Tom. The prosecution is putting on a case.
No, I'm not deflecting.
Yes,
I'm
you
asking
are.
You why the
Tom,
defense didn't call him.
The defense hasn't put on his case yet. But why didn't the prosecution call him?
The defense is not going to put on a case.
Why
you know
didn't the prosecution?
Case is?
See, you won't even answer me. Tom, you won't even answer me. You won't even answer me, Tom. You won't even listen to me. Tom, you won't even answer me. Why didn't the prosecution put him on? The defense hasn't given its case yet.
Why didn't they put him on?
Yeah, why? He's the best evidence.
Because you can't believe the guy was in prison for 5 months. They found out he lied the first time, so they put him back in prison again for another 5 months.
And
why would you want to put somebody like that on now?
Come on, Tom, do you realize what idiocy you're talking about? We're talking about Cohen now. Cohen's an even bigger liar than Weisberg may have been.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He was in prison once.
Oh, come on. The guy's lied about everything.
Twice for lying.
Tom, you need to get a checkup, buddy, because, I mean, this guy is
You need to get a check. You are trying to let a guilty guy off. You know that this guy had an affair with these two women.
That's irrelevant.
And you know
that isn't the question.
That he paid them off.
That isn't the
question. You know that. You can't tell me that you don't know that.
That isn't the issue. The issue is whether or not he falsified business records to do it. That's not the issue.
And they did falsify business records, and they proved it.
No, they didn't. They have not proved it.
They did prove it.
They have not, Tom.
There are all kind of documents, Joe.
That doesn't mean they haven't proved it because nobody's connected him to the crime. Nobody's connected Donald Trump to the payout.
Yeah, who do you think paid it? Who do you think paid it?
I think it was paid by Cohen trying to get a position in the Trump administration.
Oh, come on. He took a second mortgage out of his home.
He did.
You think it was Cohen, huh? You are really screwed up.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to take our final break of the day, Tom. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Hi, I'm Andy Long of W&O Auto Group, and I'm honored to serve as a 2024 Ambassador for the Evangelical Community Hospital Ambassador Challenge. We are also fortunate to have this valuable resource in our community that serves so many of us. One of W&L's guiding principles is giving back to our community, and I cannot think of a better cause than our local community hospital. To get involved in this year's Ambassador Challenge, visit evanhospital.com to browse auction items, learn more, and make your gift. And thank you for your support.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Fabric Talk. Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh! Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah. Spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe happy. Febreze. La, 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 la.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. We're just about out of time this morning. But I think that what Tom is missing is that many people in the past have, you know, done things to try and gain favor with a president or a potential president that they hope will lead to a good job in the administration. I think that's at least as reasonable an assumption as the other. In any event, we'll be back to see how it all turns out tomorrow. And On the Mark, thanks so much for being with us. On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK, Sunbury.